Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys made it just in time because every time we have a celebrity on the phone, we give them a pop quiz.
That's right, that's right.
Hopefully Ricky Gervais is ready for this pop quiz.
Keep him on his toes.
Hi, Ricky.
Bring it on.
All right, sir.
Nothing often. After 1975.
It's a really simple quiz. In fact, the answers were just given to you in the phone screening room.
Yes.
Sir, please name all four hosts of this show.
They said the names and they went, you don't remember that. I said, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to say, hey, guys.
We have the option to phone a friend.
Yes.
Nah, man, we're just messing with you because he came in here and said you were so hilarious saying that we just wanted to mess with you a little bit. But you are having.
Give me a name, then. Come on.
Okay. Well, we got JC and we have Big Al Mac and Kelly Raspberry, and I'm Jenna.
Well, they're ridiculous names, so I'm not going to remember them.
That's fine.
You know what, Ricky? We'll just accept hey guys anytime from you.
Yeah.
But you got a cool trivia show of yourself, Child Support, which is on tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
I saw the name of this show, and I said, is this a trick? Is somebody trying to stunt me or something?
Yeah, Al got scared because of the name Child Support.
I know. Is this some sort of like tragic documentary?
Yeah.
The TV listing. No, it's a really fun show. It's a classic quiz, but then with a twist, you go to the kids, which is my favorite bit. And Fred Savage is doing a great job. But honestly, when it goes to the kids, I just spent a few days in the room with these kids asking them questions, and I was laughing every 20 seconds. Because there's one of them says something that's just so funny or odd or strange or confused or brilliant. Some of them are like little professors. And some of them aren't so bright, but they're great to have in the mix. It's just so much fun for me.
Where'd you guys find these kids? Because they all have personalities that are larger than
Earth. Yeah, and style.
But they did. They're all different. And the important thing was, I said, I don't want to use actors and actresses. I don't want to use little stage school kids or the people are too precocious. You know, I wanted real goofy kids. Across America, and we found them, and it's just so fun. They're so honest, and it just made me laugh. And what I like about it is I got no respect from them immediately. They immediately didn't respect me, which I think is a really fantastic thing to be in.
Yeah,
because it's fantastic and a sign of bad parenting.
Right.
Let's just be honest.
Well, it's the good thing. I think I can be a bad parent. I can be the fun uncle. So I can have fun with them and wind them up and let them do anything, right? Then I can say, right, it's your problem now. I can walk away. I can go to the pub. So that's it. It's the perfect job for me. I have fun with my equals, my intellectual equals, 7-year-olds.
Yeah, man.
And then I can go and have a beer.
Yeah, that kind of kid is one you can give back.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, because there's this little...
Yeah, exactly.
Because Ricky tells him that he's not married, but he's been dating his girl for over 35 years or whatever, and this little girl gave you the biggest attitude ever, Ricky.
Looking out for her girl.
It was so funny. She said, why don't you propose to her? Up the idea of being told off by an 8-year-old. It's hilarious.
Now, were there ever talks of you perhaps hosting the show and maybe Fred dealing with the kids? Or was it always you wanted to deal with the kids?
No, I was only going to do it if I could, you know, do my bits and there'd be comedy bits and me just being stupid. Me trying to actually organize something and hit my marks and pronounce names and remember stuff. That's not going to happen. I don't even learn my lines when I'm acting. That's what I think. If I can ad lib and be myself and sit down, that's the other thing. Sitting down versus standing up, no contest. Give me the job that's sitting down every time.
Amen,
every
brother.
Ricky, much better.
Changing gears a bit, were you kind of relieved that you weren't hosting the Golden Globes again this year, or were you just anxiously watching Seth to undertake that?
Or you feel like it's a missed opportunity?
I was, you know what, as it approached, I was jealous of Seth. I was thinking, oh my God, this is the best year ever to host the Golden Globes for me. The stuff that was going through my head, even though I wasn't hosting the Golden Globe, I was getting shivers thinking, oh, that would be the end of my career if I did that joke.
You would have roasted him. Yeah. Would have loved to have seen you do that. Yeah.
Are there any jokes you
would have been so much fun.
Are there any jokes you would have used at the Golden Globes that you would like to use on our show right now?
Sure.
Just kidding.
I can't. I honestly can't. I was thinking, I even tweeted, I've just thought of a joke that would end my career. I think I've lost my nerve. I could do it on stand-up, because that's sort of my club. That's my club, my rules. But I think if I did it on your show, you'd still get complaints.
And we'd go down with you, Ricky, anytime.
When do we get to see your first stand-up special?
They're talking about March, because I've only got a few gigs to go. I've done like 100, and I've got a few to go. I'm coming over to the West Coast, which is San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver. I come back, I do a couple in Europe. It's done next month, so I want it to go on as soon after that as possible. And then I want to start a new one, because now stand-up's my favourite thing I do. I've completely turned around this last year. I think it's because it's my best show, and I've hit that age where I don't care what I say anymore. it takes a long time to get good. I look back and I think, I'm a good stand-up now, and it's just my favourite thing I do. I can't believe the privilege that you can go out and, say what you want and people pay to come and see you. It's my favorite thing now.
If you're not following Ricky Gervais on Instagram, I suggest you do, because you get plenty of his cat and a lot of the bathtub crazy pictures.
Wow.
You see, and I love taking baths. I love taking selfies in the bath. And I don't make a ton of money out of that. I just give that back to the...
Yes.
So maybe you can just carry it for free.
That's your service,
Hey, Ricky, what's your cat's name again?
Ollie. She's a lovely little Siamese. She's 14 years old, and she's, she's a lovely little thing.
How long do cats live?
Well, a normal cat, they're getting old at that point, but I think Siamese live a little bit longer. If she did really well, she could go to 20, but, she's an indoor cat, which they live longer as well.
Because I had a cat that looks just like Ollie, and I named him Amigo, and he's Siamese, and I'm wondering, was your cat super crazy the first few years, like murderous?
Like serial killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to climb as well. They like to climb up things, and they really investigate. And they're, she's still feisty. That's what I like cats because they don't respect me. I must have self-esteem issues, but I straight away trust someone who doesn't really respect me.
That's hilarious.
Well, Ricky, I know you're a busy man, but we appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us. Ricky Gervais promoting Child Support. Make sure you catch it tonight on ABC, 8/7 Central.
Set your DVRs.
Set your DVR. And try to get
on
the show.
Can you name us now? We've talked for 10 minutes.
Oh, Jen.
Yep, close.
Big Mackie D, Bino and the Weasel.
Bino and the Weasel?
You don't, Ricky, you don't know how unintentionally funny Call Me Bino was.
Jeez, you gotta call the Mexican that?
B Mackie D.
He didn't know. He does B Mackie D. Ricky Gervais, thanks, man.
Have I made a terrible faux pas without knowing?
No, absolutely.
Just
Ricky,
fine, bro.
I am one of your biggest fans. I don't care what you call me. You call me whatever you want, man. I love you.
thank you.
All right, Ricky. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, I was just reading some messages on Facebook of some of our friends in New Orleans still can't shower because the water pressure is not working very well because of the freezing temperatures. So we're hoping it warms up so you guys can take a shower finally.
Shout out, Nola.
That's
take a cue
start.
From Jenna.
Who that?
Baby wipes.
You can do the Jenna.
Jenna.
Okay, let's clarify.
What?
Jenna showers while at home. Jenna baby wipes at Bonnaroo.
In a pinch.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was hating on those body wipes. I accidentally got all those dude wipes before I went on that camping in Iceland situation. I got them just in case.
Yeah.
I wanted to be fresh. And I ended up using them all the time.
Look at you.
Like, leaving the gym. I'm like, I'm going to wipe my face and chest and body down.
They smell good.
Freshen up.
They do smell good. Oh, speaking of smelling good, I have something to spray on you guys.
Oh, really? So, Jenna's, that's what I like coming up in a couple minutes. Okay. She's got some beauty. She's got some tech. She's got some music for us.
All right. Yes, exactly.
But have we spun the Bonnaroo roulette this morning?
No, we haven't. The wheel
have not.
Of Bonnaroo.
Oh, I got the wheel.
We got the wheel. We're not going
to
do it yet.
Oh.
We're going to do it in about an hour, Jenna.
Okay.
We have another pass for you to go get a little road trip on with somebody and go to Bonnaroo. And next week, we have some more passes for you, including VIP passes.
Oh, wow.
Because we already gave away the VIP passes for this week. But next week, we'll have another pair.
So generous.
It works. All right. It works.
Yeah. Boss man George is working it. He knows what he's doing. And Jen, are you ready for it now, though?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Excited.
It's time for Jenna's That's What I Like.
I'm so excited about everything I have to talk about today. I don't even know where to start first. So can I spray your face?
Huh?
Sure. What are you spraying me with?
All right. I didn't bring you a snack treat like I normally do. But I like to keep things, you know, kind of healthy-ish or beauty. I like beauty stuff. And this is something I've been using all the time lately. With the winter air.
Uh-huh.
Skin gets dry.
My chips got really dry.
Girls experience
my lips.
Your chips.
Girls
experience this problem more than guys, but you know, we put on makeup, and when you're trying to put on makeup and your skin's dry, it's the worst. So my makeup routine's changed because I think it's all about what you do before you put on your makeup to get your makeup to look glowing and fresh. So I have other tips for that on my blog, but this is a coconut water spray that I do when I'm putting on makeup, before makeup. This is not makeup, so guys can use this too. It's so refreshing and smells very good.
Can I
hit
spray
me? You, or why don't you spray yourself?
I just,
and pass it around.
Just spray my face?
Yeah, just like a 1-2. A little farther away?
No, not you.
Not in the microphone.
Oh, my God. There you go.
Oh.
That's it. Yeah.
It smells good.
Yes. Yeah, it'll hydrate your skin.
All right.
So that is something I use all day, every day. It's Urban Decay Mist Fix.
Farther away, yeah.
Urban Decay.
That's okay.
Yeah. You can put it on over makeup, whatever you want. It's really just coconut water and some other things in there. So I like that one. I try lots of different beauty products
like
this.
Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what smells beachy.
And, you know, that being said, a lot of people ask me about certain things of makeup, and makeup doesn't translate as well on the radio talking about it, so I post a bunch of stuff on Fittish, which is the blog, or my Instagram, if you want to go check
it out. Spin off and call it Beauty-ish.
Beauty-ish, yeah. Well, Fittish was the name I stuck with, All right, so how about a new song that I have on repeat and I love, and then I have a lot of friends that have been posting this band as well. This is a band that I've talked to you guys about, Odessa, and they're an electronic band. And
shout out Midland, Odessa.
I saw them in Colorado, and I thought, you know, when you go see a DJ, you think it's just going to be a DJ behind a booth hitting a button. This is a duo, and they played the drums and sing together, and a guy was out playing the horn on the stage. So it was a DJ experience.
Okay.
Was way cooler than most. But this song is Odessa featuring Mansion Air, which is another band I've played on here before. This song's called Line of Sight. See, this sounds more pop than electronic.
It does.
Yeah.
You like that bass hitting hard, Jenna, is what I've noticed.
Huh? I like the bass.
You like that bass hitting
hard.
I'm
sorry, I'm listening to the song. I've it turned up. Yeah, this is... I love this Odessa album, A Moment Apart. I love all of the songs, so check it out. I think you'll like it, especially if you like my taste in music. Okay, I found a website that I don't really know if I want to give you.
Why?
But, well, because it tells you everything that's coming to Instagram soon.
Oh.
I came across this website last night, and, you know, we're always thinking about what's next for Instagram? What are they going to do? What are they going to roll out with? And sometimes they just make these changes to our accounts and we see that we're able to do the stories or, you know, we see that we see our friends more often than, you know, in real time, the accounts that we're following, whatever it is. So I found a website called The Next Web. That's not as exciting as what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So it talks about, you know, people in the Philippines right now are getting some of these new features. They roll it out on regular users' accounts, and people will notice things that start. Remember when I thought they were going to change it from a 3 square to 4 squares across?
Right,
your feed?
Which would have ruined a lot of people's Instagrams.
Right, so GIF stickers are coming. So you're going to be able to put movable stickers on your stories.
Oh.
So you can do a GIF overlay.
Oh,
I
see.
That's been rolling out.
Awesome.
A lot of these are funny right now because since they are rolling out in Asia, they're GIFs that a lot of us don't understand.
I see a lot of BTS.
Yes, yes. So they're going to be, so that's K-pop. Likely coming very soon for everyone. People have been seeing that as an option in their feeds.
How come we don't get to use that? How come they go to the Philippines?
Well, it's random.
Oh, they do it random?
Yeah, they just kind of choose it differently all the time.
Okay.
Sometimes U.S. users do get this opportunity. Yes, and then they're going to have a regram button. They're testing that out, which means you don't have to save it. You're going to be able to just hit a button to share something that you love. I think that's pretty cool. They'll have a closest friends list to where you can send something or post something just to your closest friends, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, I don't have any of these on mine right now, but there's some very, very cool things possibly coming.
You know what I noticed? Something really small, because I'm petty about following people back. I will only follow you back if you're following me.
But, very petty, JC. Very petty.
Sometimes if you click on their profiles, it'll say follow back, and that way you know they're already following
That's
you.
That's new.
Have you seen that?
That's new. They're following you.
That was really cool.
I like it.
Because, I like that too.
Yeah, then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't follow this person and we're friends.
Yeah.
I catch them.
It makes me hit that
sometimes.
Button.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. That is very cool. Okay, how much time do I have left?
Oh, you got plenty. What you got?
Oh, okay. So I'll just go ahead and do another app that I've been using lately that's Instagram related. I've been putting it on a lot of my stories. If you're into Instagram like I am, or you're into stories and you want to make them different, the font that they give you as an option to type over your stories is a little boring, and everyone has it. You don't want something that everyone's using, right? So I've been using something called HypeType. And it's just an app you download, and that is where, if you notice on stories, or I posted some yesterday, that it overlays a box and you see the font come up, or, you know, it will type out in real time as you're watching the story. Does that make sense? You'll see it typing.
Yeah.
It won't just be on the photo already. You can do cool features like that.
Gotcha.
Just different font options, cool stuff. It's called HypeType. I really like it. I've been using it a lot lately.
HypeType.
I like things that make your Instagram presence different.
Uh-huh.
HypeType. Yes. And then, now something that I love. I just ordered it because I thought if I started talking about it and then it sells out, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, let me get on my...
This is a dream gift, okay?
Oh.
I have been wanting to get a new camera for myself, so this is something that's going to be, it's a little pricier. I try to talk about mostly cheap things on what I like, but this is very cool. This is a funded project. It's called the Revel camera, R-E-V-L. It's going to, I think, has the potential to overtake the GoPro.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so I came across this recently, and so it was, so it's one of those funded projects, and now it's gone to production, and the first round of them's going out. So I just ordered one this morning, and then they gave me a $25 off for anyone that orders through my code from me buying it this morning. So I put that on my Instagram if you decide you want to go buy this camera. But anyway, it's very small, like a GoPro. For activity, adventure, it can go 30 feet underwater. It takes incredible 4K video. It can go live if you want to live stream something that you're doing.
Wow.
And even cooler than that, it has an app that connects to your phone that edits videos for you. You tell it you want your video of you skydiving, or a video of you out on a boat, or in your car driving around. It can be simple stuff.
Right.
And playing with your kids, playing football in the backyard. You want it to be 1 minute.
Mm.
It will pull video clips based on smiling, movement, and movement. So
it gets the best movements.
It gets the best moments. You can, and so, gosh, watching how it edits video is so cool. So this is user-friendly for people like us that don't want to spend a lot of time editing, that don't have the experience. So anyway,
where do you talk?
It's $399, but it's full camera. I mean, takes great pictures and...
A camera you can't talk into? Like, you can't use it as a phone?
It connects to your phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm trying to be funny.
To your phone.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's not funny,
I'm sorry.
When it's not funny, I have to tell you I was trying to be funny.
It looks so user-friendly.
No, it is cool.
Yeah, and it'll slow down moments. It tracks your athletic performance as well if you do something. So anyway, I love it. I'll let you know. I ordered it. If you want to order it, since they gave me a $25 off for anyone that orders it, I just put the code in my Jenna page on my Instagram. I didn't know where else to put it.
Quantos?
So if you want to buy a gift,
$3.99.
Okay. Yeah. That's a camera.
I've been wanting that, but I've been, I'm going on some trip for spring break, so I want an underwater camera.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
But yeah, there you go. So those are my things, and they'll be at KidNation.com.
All right. Revel. That's how it looks like a
Revel,
little.
Revel.
It's cool.
Just
like a lens.
Cool GoPro.
Like a
body cam. Yeah.
You can put it anywhere.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. Oh, I kind of want to get one too now. Awesome, Jenna. If you want to check those out, we'll put up what Jenna likes over at KidNation.com.
Yeah.
That way you can get those products.
Cool.
Perfect. The spray, the music, the Revel camera. Did I miss anything else, Jenna?
Just what's coming on Instagram.
And what's happening on Instagram.
Yeah, some techie news.
Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram's definitely gotten me back and swept me away from Snapchat.
Well, Snapchat had to just fire a bunch of people.
They fired?
Oh, they're struggling.
Struggle bus.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Instagram. Taking over again.
Figure it out.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
Nobody loves Feel Good Friday more than we do.
Feel Good Friday. I love it. I love it.
Man, I have so many things to feel good about.
Yeah, you do.
I bet that I've shared already, but my son wants to play football, so I signed him up for flag football.
Uh-huh.
Got my little daughter. We're going to go on a daddy-daughter dance date.
Love it.
My sister's going to come out here to look at apartments because she wants to move out here.
That's very cool.
Making me feel really good.
Oh.
Really excited about that. What about you, Al? Are you feeling good, man?
Got together with a group of friends last night and played a board game. I haven't done this.
Isn't that the best?
It's the best. It was like we sat around and had dinner at a buddy of mine's house, and you know, it's three couples and me, and we played this game called Telestration. I believe it's kind of similar to telephone and drawing. I won't explain it, but
you guys had fun.
Yeah, it's just a good fun night with friends. You know, real simple.
Why are you feeling good, Kelly?
Well, I feel good because we got a letter.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did.
From who?
From a listener that just wanted to share her feelings about the show. You may read it now?
Please.
Sure.
She said, I don't know for sure this is the right place to send this or you'll ever see this. You probably receive hundreds of letters like this every day. No. We don't.
We would like more.
You send a letter, pretty good chance we're going to see it.
Yeah.
She said, I just wanted to write in to let you all know you make a difference. My name is Emily Smith. I started listening to your show on my way to work in the mornings, November 2017, she said.
Oh.
Now I listen to old Kid Nation TV videos while I'm at work every day. And I listen on my way from home work now, too. Of course, I don't know any of you in real life. This is my first time ever writing. But I love what you guys are about. I love Kelly's unapologetic way of living and her heart. I love JC's love for his wife and kids. His story resonates with me because from what I can tell, we had similar childhoods.
Uh-huh.
Not an immigrant, but it sounds like we have a lot in common. Her dad was never really part of her life, she says.
Oh, I got you.
And she was raised by a single mother of 8 kids.
Wow.
And she's moved 27 times.
Welcome to our Kid Nation family.
And she's only 22.
Wow.
Goodness. She says, let's see, let me skip down. She loves Big Al's zest for life.
Oh, zest.
His generosity to those around him. I love Jenna's sass and how she'll always take a stand for what she believes in.
Yes.
She said, I really just thought you guys should hear what people from across the country think about what you get up and do every day.
Well, thank you for that. That makes us feel
good. What's her name again?
Emily Smith. Awesome. Thanks,
what's
Emily.
Up? Love you.
And all the other Emily Smiths out there.
Calhoun, Georgia.
Sassy Jenna, why are you feeling good this morning?
Well, that overshadows anything I was feeling good about, so I'm thrilled to get that. But Wheezy is flying up and down the stairs.
Oh,
and
good.
She's lost weight because of it. Wheezy is my rescue pug.
Yeah.
And she couldn't do the stairs when I moved into my new home.
She's struggling.
And now it's just up and down. It's so nice to not have to carry her.
Good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-HEEK-IT.
You can call us or text that same number.
Absolutely. And speaking of the text, I have a date tonight.
Oh, good.
And one in the morning. Kelly went on lots of dates, so I figured
it
won't hurt. Feel Good Friday.
It does not hurt. You know, some people think it's callous to say it's a numbers game, but it really is. I mean,
give yourself options.
Got to go through a bunch to get to the one.
And the fact that you got two dates lined up,
that's
you got to be feeling good about yourself about
you're
that.
Right.
Let's get my dude Lars on
enjoy
the phone.
Enjoy yourself.
What's up, Lars?
Hello.
First of all,
hi, Lars.
Awesome name, Lars.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's more your parents, but still good.
Yeah.
So, why are you feeling good this morning, buddy?
That I have straight A's and I'm gonna be able to stand up in my Bogart, like, like Friday assembly, and I get to stand up when they say A honor roll.
Oh,
you're in the honor roll.
Wow,
straight A's.
Oh, Lars, way to go, Lars.
There you go, buddy.
Keep it up, man. Keep it up.
What's your favorite subject?
I can't pick, but either writing or math.
Yeah.
Math. Very cool. Fun.
Lars, you keep doing that, okay, man? Keep working hard at school.
Thank you.
All right. Lars with straight A's.
Yeah.
Get to stand up when they mention the honor roll this morning. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This story I saw. Did you guys see this guy named Robert Leibowitz was in desperate need of a kidney transplant, so he wore a shirt saying he needed a kidney with his phone number to Disney World. Well, someone saw that, posted it on social media,
wow.
And a man named Richie Soli came to the rescue.
Aww. I'm going to be in Disney, my favorite place on the planet. Maybe there'll be some pixie dust.
My first thought was, how desperate is this guy? He's on vacation advertising with a shirt that, you know, says basically someone helped save my life.
I can't put into words how to thank him, but I'll be trying for the rest of my extended life.
A lot of pressure on people with the last name Soli now.
Yeah, right?
A lot of heroes named Soli. Yeah, kidney Soli and a pilot Soli.
That is awesome.
So cool.
Way to go.
Just wear a shirt to Disney World and look what happened.
Never know, man.
We have a past Feel Good Friday calling for another Feel Good Friday.
Man.
Do you remember Ellen? Hi, Ellen.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Probably one of the richest Kid Nation members we have. Why did you call last time for Feel Good Friday, Ellen?
Well, last time I called because I actually won the Lay's U.S. the Flavor contest.
Yes, I remember.
The taco.
Yeah,
taco
I remember flavor. You. I bought some, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was me. So that's why I called in last time. And I just wanted to call in again and say hi and tell you that this is totally a Feel Good Friday because there's just lots of awesome things happening. I'm getting married in March, and I have, like, my dress fitting tomorrow, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. Very cool.
Congratulations.
Will your dress be laced? Will your dress be laced with Lay's?
It's going to have tacos all over it, yeah.
At least have them at the reception.
And, yeah, right?
Is your wedding going to be...
Oh, for sure.
Your wedding going to be pretty huge?
No. I do want to invite you guys, though.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much.
And yeah. Ellen, in following tradition, are your parents going to pay for the wedding?
No.
The Lay's is going to pay for the wedding.
Want all that money. Yeah, girl.
Congratulations.
That's all me. Thank you guys so much.
Good to talk to you again, yeah. Ellen. Yeah. Try her chips, man.
All kinds of good news.
Taco.
Yeah, it was great chips. Great chips.
Yeah, that's why she won $1 million.
Yeah.
What's up, Jade?
Hey.
What's your Feel Good Friday for us?
So I'm the youngest out of five, and we recently in December found out that my mom had stage 4 cancer because she went in with pneumonia, and found out she had stage 4 cancer, and she's been in there for a month, and she just got to go home because about 2 days ago because she's strong enough to start treatment.
Cool.
Oh, yay.
Congratulations, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. You guys must be so happy about that. And tell your mom.
Definitely. We have a lot going on, but that's definitely the best thing that's happened to me, at least recently.
What's your mom's name?
Sandra.
Sandra. All right. We'll put Sandra in our prayers, okay?
Thank you.
Keep on fighting, Sandra. We're doing Feel Good Friday here. We got Courtney on the phone. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Good. You're doing something pretty fun. What do you get to do?
Yes. So in a month, February 23rd, I get to go to a Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game.
Wow.
What?
And I get to have lunch with the coach, and then we get to go backstage and meet all the players.
Wow. Man.
Even LeBron James.
Wow.
So my mom's boyfriend is actually cousins with the coach, Ty Lue.
That is so cool.
That's very cool, man. Take lots of pictures.
Yeah.
You know.
Use those perks.
Yes, for sure.
Tell LeBron we say hi, Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Let LeBron take the selfie because his arms are way longer.
Long arms.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a legend like that? I know. I guess we've met Emmett Smith and like Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, and Roger Staubach.
We've
met some legends. Never mind.
Long time ago, we met Shaquille.
I saw Shaquille O'Neal outside a hotel room at 3 a.m. one time.
When he was singing.
Yeah, when he was rapping.
He was singing and rapping. He came by the radio station, and so we got real lucky with that.
And I tried to be funny, you know. I was going to jump up.
You do that a lot.
I was going to jump up so, you know, be in the picture because he's so tall.
Yeah.
And I landed on his ankle.
Oh, Al Mac.
And I said, please don't kill me, Mr. O'Neal. Please don't kill me. And he didn't. Just gave him a little gold bond powder, and he was fine.
And they didn't win the championship that year either, huh?
No. He missed all his free throws.
Oh, that was his career. Yeah, that was it. What you talking about, man? Hey, Tatum.
Hi.
What is the great news that you want to share with us this morning?
One, my son is turning 3 today, so it's already a great day.
Yay.
Two, my son is autistic. He is completely nonverbal. And for the past week, he has been saying dada. And it is just the most beautiful thing to hear his voice.
That's beautiful.
It just brings tears to my eyes.
I bet.
Now, Tatum, be honest. Your son said dada. Would you prefer mama?
You know what? At this point in time, we do so much therapy. I mean, everything we do is for him. I don't care if he said anything. As long as I can hear what he's been trying to say for so long finally come out, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't. So many people take it for granted. You know, their children talk a lot or...
Right.
They don't say what they want them to say, but to hear and see a child want to express himself so bad, he has so much anger because he can't tell you what he wants, it's just beautiful.
And now he finally got some words out.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Unlike my son, who says,
hey, boo!
Yeah. My son tends to be a little embarrassed sometimes.
I say that a lot, too.
Thank you, Tatum. You have a wonderful day. And thank you to everybody that called. I'm sorry we can't get to you. Shout out to Kara. Her hair is finally growing back after chemo treatments.
Way to go.
We got Stacy, who saved someone's life this morning.
Man,
witnessed
this morning,
a wreck.
What?
This morning, witnessed a wreck and helped until help came.
Oh, wow.
We might have to talk to you in a little bit. We might have to get your number because that's a cool story.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in. Thank you for texting us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So a lady pulled an amazing year-long prank after she died.
Huh? What?
I'm calling this relationship goals. We'll tell you all about it first in a minute. First,
I'm intrigued.
We got to spin the Bonner roulette.
Yes, yes, yes. We have a magic wheel right here to the left of me.
Uh-huh.
And it has all 12 months of the year on it and some wild cards that say any month. So I'm going to give it a spin. And if your birthday is in the month that it lands on, we'll ask for a caller. You call us up, and you may win a trip to Bonnaroo.
Sounds good, Big Al Mac. And don't worry, if it doesn't land on your birthday month this time around, we are going to do it again next week, and we're going to throw in another VIP pass.
Oh, nice.
So you will have a chance to win VIP passes next week. So if you don't win today, it's all good. We got you next week.
All right.
Spin that thing. It is spinning.
It is spinning.
You can kind of hear it.
They're spinning.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. Right, come on,
Big Al, give it a nice little healthy spin.
Wow. Okay, somebody else needs to spin the wheel next.
Next week, yeah. Because I was just spinning it during the break. Not once did it land on that.
No, it didn't.
In fact,
no,
I got it to land on any month. I got January. I got November.
I got December.
But Big Al Matt got December.
Yep.
Again. And is it any coincidence? Al is a December baby.
That's right.
I guess he's just magnetic to the month of December.
I guess so.
Which means you've been demoted from spinning the wheel.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Lost all your privileges.
I like spinning.
Congratulations goes to Jenna, who will now be our wheel spinner. Kelly. We'll switch it around.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, Al, you and your December. That's
hey, December, you know what? We always get lumped in with Christmas when
That's
your
true.
Birthday is in December. So December people need a little extra love.
You do deserve another little present because your presents do get clumped with Christmas.
Yes.
But give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you were born in the month of December.
Caller number?
We'll take caller number 7.
Right.
Lucky number 7. All Why right. not? Now I told you, this is relationship goals right here. This is what I want in my life.
Okay.
Phaedra, I think that's how you... Phaedra. Yeah, probably. Phaedra. Lost her 5-year battle with cancer back in 2013.
Okay.
Now, shortly before she died, the 69-year-old lady asked her husband, Nigel, to keep watering the plants in the bathroom of their South Africa home. That's her plants. Keep these alive in my honor, please. Okay. So he did so for several years. Until he moved into a retirement home. When it was finally pointed out to him that the plants he had been caring for were made of pet plastic.
Aww, this is a sad story.
Well done, Phaedra. Well done, ma'am. That is how you prank your spouse.
He's watering the plants. The homeboy's like, oh, let me water the plants.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me water the plants for my baby, my boo.
How did he not know?
Because he's just fucking. Look, we're dudes. I've watered fake plants. They look realistic nowadays.
But do you put fake plants in dirt?
You really to make it
real,
look,
I guess.
My people, wife does that.
Some people plant them in their yard.
Okay, so I don't know if this is just obvious to me. At some point, the water would overflow because it's not soaking up.
No, there's dirt in there.
Still going down.
Or maybe it has drain holes or something.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Their daughter, Nicole, described her mother as very funny, an absolute legend. With a cheeky sense of humor.
Cheeky.
Very cheeky.
Keep
cheeky.
Watering the
it would have tickled her so much to know that he actually had done it for years.
Aww.
Oh, that's such a good prank.
Yeah, it is.
See, that's a fun prank, right, Kelly? I know you don't like pranks.
Mean. That's not mean. That's fine.
And then he remembers her.
That's just like a silly one.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much.
No, but I don't like pranks as a rule, no.
Yeah, don't prank Kelly. Cause
I don't like it because I'm not going to retaliate. I want it to stop.
Yeah,
I know.
You know. I just want it to end. I want it to be over. I don't want to always be looking over my shoulder waiting for you to get back at me.
Right.
No.
I owe my wife one, and I've been holding onto this one for about 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
But you're still holding on to it.
I'm holding on. Yeah, because you don't want it. Here's the thing. When you're going to prank somebody, you can't just do it right after they prank you. You gotta wait.
Well, what did she do to you 2 years ago that you're still mad about?
I don't remember what she did. I remember it was after I did the Bubble Guppies phone call that I had the Bubble Guppies keep calling her.
Yeah.
And then she did something back, and I said, okay, well, now it's balls in my court.
And you don't even remember.
I don't remember exactly what she did to me, no.
All you remember is you got to get her back.
All I remember is that I have one free pass to prank my wife. And that's fine.
All right.
It's going to be all good. I'm having a good time.
Sounds like it.
Until I do the prank, and then it doesn't work out so well. All right, let's give away this Bonnaroo Festival pass. Alejandra.
Yes.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. We're muy bien also.
Now, Alejandra, when is your birthday?
December 7th.
December 7th, and you were the 7th caller.
You win. That's right.
Congratulations.
Okay. I got to pull over. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay,
yeah,
pull over.
Way.
Yeah, pull over, because Jenna's about to tell you what you're going to get into.
Yeah, what kind of car are you driving that you're pulling over in?
It's a Scion XD. It's like a little box car. Yeah. Oh, my God, no way.
You're about to talk.
Oh, my gosh. Alexander, do you like music?
Yes, I do. Oh, my God, my husband's going to be so excited.
Oh, good. Okay, so you and your husband are going to experience the music in wonder. Hi. Hi. You sound like someone I'd like to hang out with at Bonnaroo. Yes, yeah, so this is June 7th through the 10th in Manchester, Tennessee, and the headliners include Eminem and The Killers, Muse, Future, Bass Nectar, Sergil Simpson, Bon Iver, who I love, you need to go see them, Khalid, Cascade, Alt-J, 120 more artists. There's all sorts of stuff. The food there is really good, speaking from experience.
Is it really?
Yes, really.
Oh,
Festival
my gosh,
food
guys.
Is so good because they bring all the best vendors from around, and so you can just food hop. So that's
awesome.
Anyway, the whole experience is going to be great. You get 2 weekend passes, a car camping permit, $250 in cash for your road trip. Very exciting.
And I guess
yes, it is.
You're going to take the husband from what we heard earlier.
Oh, 100%.
Yay.
Yes, like, no doubt.
What's your husband's name?
Yeah, no, he loves music. His name is Whit.
Whit.
Yeah.
You're going to Manchester.
I thought Manchester. His name's Lit. God. I'm like, that's a cool name.
Yeah, if his name was Lit, I was like,
yeah,
Lit.
Yeah, he's Lit.
Well, you hold on.
Oh,
first.
My gosh,
guys. We'll get you all set up with your passes, okay?
Yay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, we could hear the smile on her face.
I'm
well
you.
Done, Alejandra.
This is such a fun couples thing for them to do if they both love music.
Yeah. That's fun when you go on a road trip and you have something to look forward to. But the ride home is usually the toughest.
Yeah, and you feel terrible.
You're hungover.
That's when you're hungover. Yeah. You get in an argument or something.
Yeah.
They want to stop every 20 minutes to eat or something. They'll have fun. We got more passes for you next week, though, including some VIP passes. We'll get those envelopes back in here.
All right.
So if you get in, we'll have you choose between 1 and 5. And we'll give them away until we actually find that VIP pass.
See if I can hit December again.
I'll spun it again.
Just out of curiosity. Just,
yeah, if you land on December again, it's
just
rigged.
Just missed it by one.
We won't tell you what month, because in those months, that birthday month, we'll get all upset because they could have won. Thank you for playing with us. Yeah, Jenna, I'm sorry, Jenna. Now you know. If you want to get out to the theaters this weekend, our best friend, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, is going to give us a call and let us know if the movies that are coming out, including one with a bunch of horses and soldiers, what's not hot about that movie?
Right.
If that, is that good enough for you to go watch? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I think all of our equestrian listeners are going to be very excited about the movies this weekend, or at least one of those movies.
Horses? Really?
Because horses get to be heroes too, Jenna.
Oh, I have a question.
All right. Thanks, Big Al Mac.
Sorry.
Well, let's bring in Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com to review the movies that are out this weekend, including this equestrian masterpiece.
That's right. 2018 is the year of the horse.
That's right, Gray.
Yeah, buddy.
This equestrian masterpiece that you're talking about so with so much respect and in eloquence,
yeah,
is 12 Strong.
Yeah.
That's our horsey impression. Yeah. That's our horsey sound effect.
We have one on lock.
Oh, okay. I thought that somebody stabbed her. All right. Yeah. Oh, thank God. Okay, so this one stars Chris Hemsworth, and it's based on a book and based on a true story. So back in the days right after 9/11, emotions are running high. We have to do something about Al-Qaeda. They send this group of military dudes out to Afghanistan, and unfortunately, the terrain is such that they can't be in a tank.
Ooh.
They have to ride horses, which is super weird for soldiers in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And past that, I know nothing else.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's history-based, yeah, so I guess we could look up what happened, right?
Like
we could spoil the movie if
it
we wanted
sound
to.
Good.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
guys
exactly.
On horses against Al-Qaeda?
It sounds scary
God
and intense.
Bless America.
Yeah, these guys are heroes.
I think that we're still essentially too close to this conflict to really have a lot of enlightenment. So these movies often get a bad rap. But Chris Hemsworth, Thor, woo!
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. Really handsome.
Well, it's funny. Yeah. We picked an Australian dude to play an American
that's
soldier.
That's okay. He's an actor.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
He's acting American.
We did use American horses, JC.
Okay, good. I was wondering about that. Thanks, Dad.
So, another movie with a foreign actor playing a United States citizen or person that is from L.A. is Gerard Butler in Den of Thieves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's this one about?
Uh-huh. So, if y'all happen to remember that, like, this time of year, we tend to get a Gerard Butler movie that is sort of nondescript and indistinguishable from all of his other movies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I was telling the husband, I was like, hey, let's go see Den of Thieves and check it out. And I said, it'll be like when we were dating and we watched that other Gerard Butler movie this time of year. And he goes, what was it? And I was describing it to him and he goes, wasn't me.
Oh, Gray Drake.
What?
You floozy.
Oh, no.
You went with Samuel L. Jackson instead.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I don't know if it's that I'm a floozy or he's a dummy. And so that's the beauty of most Gerard Butler movies. You know exactly what you're going to get. So in this one, he is an LAPD cop, and he's like this elite task force. And he is up against these elite forces of robbers. So that's where the thieves comes from in the title, and I'm slowly figuring this out as I'm talking to you guys.
We'll work it out together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. So one of the thieves is Pablo Schreiber, who was in Orange is the New Black. And it's so there's a lot of conflict because the thieves are all like, we're going to steal that money that's weirdly just floating around waiting for somebody to steal it. And Gerard Butler's like, no, you're not. And that's it.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So that's Den of Thieves and scene. And so
wow.
Starring all of originally American-born performers in like our other two films, not that I want to get all weird and xenophobic, by the way, that's not cool, but is Forever My Girl.
Ooh.
very different tone from our other two films. It does make me sing Paula Abdul's song of a similar title,
yes,
Forever Your Girl. And that's the only thing that me singing and the movie have in common is they're about singers. So y'all know like a good Nicholas Sparks yarn, right? Like,
yeah.
Does anybody sing here? Does anybody like those movies?
I mean, they're kind of sappy. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's how they're even advertising it. If you love Nicholas Sparks movies,
right,
this is for you.
Is he the Notebook? He did the Notebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the dragon that everybody's chasing. Because
right,
the Notebook was a really good, memorable movie. Two young, hot stars. And so every movie that comes out, they're trying to recapture that. If you're in the mood to watch two hot young people make goo-goo eyes at each other, then Forever My Girl is the choice of the weekend.
It's just PG, so maybe if you have a prepubescent little girl that's into love stories and stuff, maybe this is a clean one to take her to. I don't know.
Okay, that's good.
That's a very astute recommendation. The whole deal is that he's a big country music star, and he's been away from his hometown, but there is that one girl that he always loved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the girl that's forever going to be his girl.
Away. Yeah.
So I bet he's going to sing a song about it, losing her, yeah.
Did the town bully get her pregnant? That always happens. That'd be a good twist.
That happens always?
Yeah.
There's that, and then there's sometimes there's ghosts hanging around, and sometimes they're amazing. And so country music, love. That's who should go see this movie, is the fans of those things.
Hopefully you didn't cause too many problems with the Gerard Butler thing with your husband. Hopefully you guys can fix that.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting another call. A divorce attorney?
Hey, what? Now. Great. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully we'll get some better movies than this week.
Oh, fingers crossed.
All right. Have a great
bye.
Weekend. Great. Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.